This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
But I got to share with you as well what happened in Uvalde, Texas. It's awful. I know we have the audio, right, Bill, of what the head of the Texas Department of Public Safety said about this?
Yes.
You know, I want to make a couple points on this. Number one, it's very obvious to me that the police officers on the scene wanted to do something, and they did not because of the orders of this chief. I put this entirely on the chief. Until somebody presents me evidence otherwise, I think this chief was a disgrace. This guy is a failure. I don't know how these cops are going to be able to live with themselves now, knowing that they were in the hallway while this guy is shooting kids. I don't know. I mean, that's going to haunt these guys for the rest of their lives. You had a cop actually show up at the scene. His wife was a teacher, calls him up and says, I've been shot and bleeding to death. He's an on-duty police officer, tries to go in and rescue her, and the cops stop him and detain him and take his gun. You had parents that were trying to run in to rescue their kids that were detained by police, some of them handcuffed. Meanwhile, the cops are in the hallway waiting for over an hour. Well, this guy's just shooting kids like, you know, fish in a barrel. It doesn't even register in terms of comprehension how something like this can happen. You know, it really, they could have within 3 minutes taken this animal out within 3 minutes and saved how many lives that day? Well, anyway, this is what the Texas Department of Public Safety had to say. Go ahead, Bill. Hello, Millennial.
We do know this. There's compelling evidence that the law enforcement response to the attack at Robb Elementary was an abject failure and antithetical to everything we've learned over the last two decades since the Columbine massacre. 3 minutes after the subject entered the West Building, there was a sufficient number of armed officers wearing body armor to isolate, distract, and neutralize the subject. The only thing stopping a hallway of dedicated officers from entering room 111 and 112 was the on-scene commander, who decided to place the lives of officers before the lives of children. The officers had weapons, the children had none. The officers had body armor, the children had none. The officers had training, the subject had none. 1 hour, 14 minutes and 8 seconds. That's how long the children waited and the teachers waited in rooms 111 to be rescued.
It's just heartbreaking and infuriating, all of it at the same time. And I think there's a couple thoughts on this. You know, we have long said, those of you, if you agree with me on the point of the Second Amendment and the responsibility you have to protect yourself, this is another problem with giving up guns and turning over safety and security to the state. Because sometimes the state fails, as they did in this situation, in a big, big way. Number two, on the point of having armed police in the building or armed teachers in the building, you know, that's what needs to happen, because it's the whole concept of the breach, breaching the school, breaching the door, whatever, that seems to be causing this, at least in Uvalde, led to how many deaths that could have been prevented. It's why I'm an advocate for having somebody in the school already. Now, I don't know why they didn't stop this guy when he was walking in. Cops watched him walk into the school. I don't know why they didn't breach those doors. It's clearly the orders given by the chief. This guy sounds like an incompetent failure, this chief. And they need to investigate this guy and, if necessary, charge him. But I believe that if you have armed police or armed teachers in the building, in the school already, maybe then that's the best course of action here, because they don't have to breach the school. They don't have to enter the school. They don't have to enter the classrooms. May have to enter the classroom, but at least be familiar with it. You know, they might know, because this knucklehead chief, this guy, they thought the doors were locked. The doors were never locked. And nevertheless, they had something to open the doors within 18 minutes. You know, if you had, I don't know, Mr. McGivens, the shop teacher, who's trained to use that gun, and he's got a gun, and there's a shooter in there, and he knows that that door is locked or knows where the key is, or... I just, to me, what happened here is such an absolute tragedy. And you notice, by the way, the media is not covering this. They're not covering the failed response, the police response. You notice that? I'll tell you why they're not. They've wanted to make this about guns the entire time, obviously. And the minute that we realize now that the police could have stopped this guy within 3 minutes, it would bolster the argument of guys like me who say the answer to this is to have armed police or armed teachers in the school. You would think then to yourself, well, then why isn't the media running with this? Because they can show that that doesn't work, because it should have worked. It was a human failure by the chief of the Uvalde school police that it didn't work the way it should have, but it could have, and it should have worked. And that's the point. That's the point. It's like saying, well, you know, if only the fire alarm had batteries in it. You wouldn't then say, well, let's take out fire alarms. You make sure the fire alarms have batteries in them. And there's almost like a media blackout on this story, because with the Texas Tribune has been doing some great writing on this. I mean, this guy went before the Texas Senate, the Texas Department of Public Safety head, and testified yesterday. You know what Uvalde, their response was? And we think you're blaming this all on the chief. Yeah. Yeah, they are. And I haven't seen a damn thing otherwise to tell me that this guy doesn't deserve it. You imagine, you're a cop. And there's other cops on the scene going, we need to go in there and we need to save these kids. And they're told no. You had cops ready to go into that classroom asking why they couldn't. And the orders were not to go in. Your cop shows up to save his wife. He's on duty. He's a law enforcement officer. He's got a pistol in his hand. They take his gun from him. You cannot even fathom the level of absolute cruelty and incompetence displayed by the leadership that day. And the point that I make is, if you had cops who were brave cops, not cowards like this chief, they would be able to confront this guy. They couldn't confront him in 3 minutes. Maybe every life could have been saved that day. I don't know. But that's the point. That's what we should be advocating for right there.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.